Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. I am going to tell you about tangleweb spiders and the absolute terror of watching them do things that tangleweb spiders do.
Oh, please listen to this episode intently, because this was probably hard for Trace.
Oh, you have no idea. So there was an article published in February of this year in the Journal of the Royal Society Interface. It's right out of a spy novel with tripwires and sneaky webs. So these little spiders use highly tensioned silk threads to lift prey up to 50 times bigger than themselves.
50 times.
So to put that in perspective, for example, if you have a 10-pound cat, they could lift 500 pounds of an animal like a grizzly bear.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that puts it into perspective nicely.
And they're little teeny tiny spiders. So researchers,
they could be lifting up like a mouse or something.
Well, stay with me.
Okay, this is going to be gross.
Yeah, Gabrielle Greco and Nicola M. Pugno from the University of Trento in Italy studied tangleweb spiders like the triangulate cobweb spider.
Ooh.
So they built black boxes so they could see the webs, like a shoebox, black, you know, on the inside. Mm-hmm. And they're very messy webs. So these aren't like your fancy cobwebs that you see at Halloween. Tangleweb spiders make this kind of messy tangle web across the whole back of the box. And then they have going down to the floor or the ground, little trip wires that are kind of sticky. These trip wires, you know, they're usually getting like ants or bugs or moths, but occasionally they can snag a mouse or a lizard.
Oh my word.
Or in the case of the study, a 1.5 inch long cockroach.
Ooh.
And so, you know, you got a spider that's like the head of a thumbtack and then this giant cockroach. And the theory always was that like these larger animals that you'd see in a web, it like fell into it and got tangled up and the spider just got really, really lucky. Well, that's not what happens. So you see the cockroach put into the box and it's walking across and then it's kind of stopping and pausing because it's getting tangled in these threads. And when it gets tangled enough that it kind of stops, the spider makes a very specialized kind of silk, that like a rubber band that you've stretched way out.
Okay.
They hook one end to the cockroach. Then you see them run back up into their web and they hook the other end. And when they let go and it pulls them, it pulls them just a little way up off the floor.
Oh.
And they will continue to make these threads, kind of this triangle formation, using physics.
Oh, God.
To slowly but surely lift the victim off the floor.
Wow, that is remarkable.
Yes. And so, you know, the feet gradually come off the floor. And when they're, they're in the air, they don't have any traction. That's when the spider runs down, does the poison bite, run back, and then they just wait until they can come back and use another kind of silk to wrap the cockroach in this case and then drag it very slowly back into their like lair so they can snack.
Does this give your skin the heebie-jeebie crawlies? Because then are you thinking of that scene in Lord of the Rings with the spiders and Harry Potter with the spiders and... Might be some weird dreams tonight.
I was thinking if these things were tarantula sized, they would be a serious threat to human beings, right?
Yes, don't let your children run free or your little dogs.
Yes, because you'd get stuck and then they'd just kind of drag you up into the web and then that would be it.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of horror movies where they're like, they're not alarmed. It's not a real problem. And then it slowly dawns that they really are in a real problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I am continually amazed the ability of animals or insects to do those complex things that really is physics involved there. It's crazy.
Yeah, that lizard did not fall into the web. It got tangled and that little teeny tiny spider turned it into a Happy Meal. And that is my terrifying never go outside again brainstorm.
There's videos of that, I hope, right?
Oh, yeah. Those will be in the show notes.
Sweet. All right, don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know and you're still not sure you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.